Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Robert Kirkman weighs in on Energon Universe crossover. IDW raises $40,000 for LA fire relief. Something is killing the children gets an omnibus. This is Comic Book Club News for May 6, 2025. Is an Energon Universe crossover about to hit Skybound and Image Comics? That's certainly the question fans have been asking for the past year and change. Ever since the blockbuster line debuted with Robert Kirkman and Lorenzo DeFelici's Void Rivals, then spun off into Transformers and G.I. Joe. And the idea of a universe-wide crossover seems to be building steam, particularly with the events of the just-released Energon Universe 2025 special on Free Comic Book Day. Add in some more evidence that the universe celebrates its one-year anniversary in June, and both Void Rivals and Transformers should be hitting their 24-issue mark in October, it sure seems like the right time to bring it all crashing together. But when we asked Kirkman directly about it during a wider-ranging interview about the upcoming series Invincible Universe Battle Beast, he, true to form, stayed cagey about what to expect. Or rather, not expect.
I think that one of the things that is the strength of the Energon Universe is that we do not do what is expected. I think that everyone's been expecting a crossover since the end of year one. There will eventually be some massive crossover event. That's just by design. I think that's one of the cool things about shared universes is that you can do that. We're going to do it when you least expect it, hopefully. It's not something that is priority number one on our timetable. We're still building this universe, expanding this universe, making these characters interact cohesively, building the connections in the universe and making sure that the G.I. Joe and Transformer stuff dovetails in interesting ways to the Void Rival stuff. There, I think, are storylines building in all three series that could eventually lead to big crossover events. And so if you're paying attention, I feel like you can get a sense of like where things are going and what could eventually happen, in the future. But, we're very much looking at the long haul for this entire universe and just taking a very long form approach. So it's not something that we're trying to rush into. And when it finally does happen, we want it to be as big as possible and have the most impact. And so we're taking time to craft it right.
Given all the titles are still selling well and fans seem hyped about the universe, I guess there's no real rush to mix all the toys in the toy box as of yet. Unless they do. IDW has raised $40,000 for LA wildfire relief thanks to the recent release of Godzilla vs. America Los Angeles. Per the publisher, 100% of the proceeds from the orders for the book went to the Bink Foundation, which helps bookstores and comic shop employees and owners deal with unforeseen emergencies. Said Aub Driver, VP of Marketing for IDW Publishing, quote, "Godzilla has always been a symbol of unstoppable force, and today we're channeling that energy into something positive. Thanks to the support of our readers and retail partners, IDW is proud to donate $40,000 from the sales of Godzilla vs. Los Angeles to Bink. This contribution will directly support independent bookstores and comic shops recovering from the devastating fires. These stores are the heart of our LA community, and we're honored to stand with them in their time of need. The issue is in stores now, and if you would like to donate to Bink, go to binkfoundation.org. That's B-I-N-C foundation.org. Something is omnibizing the children. And that something is Boom Studios. As Jamestown IV and Werther De La Terra's hit series is heading to the paperback omnibus format. Per ICV2, the new omnibus will run 512 pages and include the first 20 issues of the series, aka the Archer's Peak story arc. The hit series is a perennial bestseller in trade paperback editions, so it only makes sense to continue to extend the brand with these bigger editions, which seem a little more like compendiums than omnibuses, but whatever, I don't make books. Something is Killing the Children Omnibus Volume 1 will cost $49.99, and it stores on September 16. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and I think we can all agree the greatest threat to children nowadays is omnibuses. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join my Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.